prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I promised to do this show, and I actually got emails from people saying that they couldn't wait for this show. You know, I keep preaching to everyone that you have to patronize your family farms in your area. You have to find healthy, nutritious foods that comply with the way our Paleolithic ancestors ate. And these are animals that are raised in their natural environment, eating the foods that they were genetically predisposed to eat. No dependency on hormones and antibiotics, because that's a healthy animal. And when you eat a healthy animal that lived a normal life for that genetic animal predisposition, you end up with a much better quality of food, and that increases your quality of health. But, you know, a lot of us don't have time in our day, or we live in inner cities, and it's difficult for us to find farms and to take those steps. And we know we're supposed to. And it's frustrating. But, you know, you cave in and you're like, you know, I'm late coming home from work. I got to cook something tonight. I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to pick up this grain-fed, corn-fed, you know, antibiotic-loaded, hormone-loaded beef, and I'm going to cook that. And it's just not the same thing. So on today's show, I have John Moody. John is the head of the local chapter for the Weston A. Price Foundation. He also runs a food buying club here in Louisville. Welcome to the show, John.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, it's true. We're all so busy, and I know that a lot of people are frustrated because they think to themselves, I know I don't want to be eating this food, but what else can I do? I can't drive 2 hours in each direction just to buy some meat and some poultry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very hard because as the cities have gotten larger and larger, we've driven most of the farms so far away that now the small farms have a hard time getting food back into the cities.
And you know, between you and me, that is a purposeful step by the large conglomerates who are trying to control food distribution. You know, the big companies like Tyson and Cargill and ADM and so on and so forth. Their objective is to squeeze the small family farm out because every morsel of food you buy from a family farm, they feel that they're not getting that money.
Exactly. So they definitely see family farms as a big threat.
Right. But, okay, so first of all, how did you get involved in this buying club?
A number of years ago, like a lot of Americans, I started to have some significant health problems. And as my health began to decline, we began to read about nutrition, especially how people used to eat before Tyson, Cargill, Kellogg's got control of the food supply. And based on what we were reading, we began to change what we were eating as a family, how we were preparing the food. And as you begin to think about those things, you begin to realize that where your food comes from is a real crucial part of regaining your health. And so we began to switch from being Walmart and Sam's Club shoppers to Whole Foods and Farmers Market shoppers. And then eventually we just even went a little bit farther and with some friends started a buying club.
And, you know, you have to take that step if you really want to feed a family, because shopping at Whole Foods, I mean, you got to take out a loan. I mean, it's, you know, and here's a perfect example of an organization that's capitalizing on people's distress. And what I mean by that, no disrespect to Whole Foods and what's the other one, Wild Oats and all those other companies, but because we want healthy food and they're charging such a large premium for it, and it's like you have no choice. You feel like you have to make a decision. Do I want to spend this money, or do I want to get sick?
Mm-hmm.
That's the decision that mothers have to make every day they shop for their families.
Yeah, and it's really disappointing because the food offered at places like Whole Foods and most other health food stores isn't that much better quality for the dramatic increase in price. And the farmers receive very little more, I believe, on the whole. So it's not really it's not a winning situation. It's definitely a step in the right direction and something a lot of people use to transition, though.
You know, the other thing that frustrates me about a Whole Foods is, and this is something that I actually feel is a little sinister about Whole Foods. I guess they'll never advertise on this show. Anyway, and that is that they put conventionally grown fruits and vegetables aside side by side with organics. Mm-hmm. Many people think they're buying organics, and they're mm-hmm. not.
Yes. So, yeah, I know Michael Pollan has had a long, ongoing discussion with Whole Foods and its founder about some of their practices. Like, you know, think of the Whole Foods here in Louisville. I mean, Kentucky is a great state for raising beef and buffalo and lamb, and none of their beef, I believe, at all comes from the state of Kentucky.
That makes no sense. It would be so much fresher. It's like, oh, my God, that's just like, that makes no sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's just terrible.
Yeah, and that's why we just discovered, like, the best thing would be to build relationships directly with local farmers.
You know, I saw an article. Someone emailed me an article from MSNBC or MSN.com or something like that earlier last week, and it was about raw milk. Did you see that article, by the way?
I did see that article.
And it was positive about raw milk. It was actually the first article I've seen so far that was positive. The thing that struck me the most, aside from the statement that raw milk is second to drugs in illegally transported and delivered goods in the United States. But the thing that struck me enraged by was the statement about the FDA is trying to keep raw milk out of the mouths of consumers, mm-hmm. even though they estimate that close to 10% of the population is currently drinking raw milk right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if 10% of the population is drinking raw milk, how many people in the United States say 300 million?
Yep, about 300 million.
So that means 30 million people drink raw milk day in and day out. Where are the dead bodies? Where is the salmonella? Where is the bacteria? Where is all the stuff that we get from the foods that are being controlled and approved by the FDA, like Peanut Corporation of America and these other disgusting factory farm producers? Why aren't people getting sick from raw milk? The FDA is corrupt. I don't care what anybody says, and I don't think the Obama administration has the wherewithal to change it. The FDA is corrupted. I will always believe it's corrupt until it's just totally dismantled.
Because
mm-hmm. they will do everything to keep good things away from American people and service their clients, who are the food manufacturers and the drug companies.
Yes, it's very difficult because the FDA, for instance, we just bought a few more cows from a local farmer, and their Jersey, which are a great traditional breed of cow. This is one of the great things about buying from a local farmer, is you can actually get traditional breeds of animals that have better nutritional profiles, they're more nutrient dense, but those animals take longer to reach butchering age. So breeds like Jersey, Guernsey, and other ones. And this farmer's Jersey cows, which we purchased, are 3 years old, and none of the local processors, except for, I believe, an Amish guy, are able to process them under the food laws. Because if a cow's over 3 years old, it's considered too dangerous.
Because of the age?
Yeah, because of the age. And it's laws like those that trap us in this really destructive food system.
That doesn't make any sense. And I see where they're going. Older animals maybe have a higher tendency for disease or something like that. But what they're missing the boat on is that animals that are allowed to eat the diet that they were genetically predisposed to eat
mm-hmm.
don't develop those kinds of diseases in the first place. You know, isn't it interesting that animals in the animal kingdom will avoid eating a sick animal?
Mm-hmm.
But yet we humans who have bigger brains, we will eat sick animals day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what you get when you buy commercial beef and poultry at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And part of that is, though, because people just don't. I know, like, when I first became informed about the way animals were raised and what we were eating, because there's not transparency in our food system, you know, because the slaughterhouses have 6 feet thick concrete walls, which isn't for the sake of the animals or the employees, it's to keep people's eyes out. The average consumer just doesn't realize what the animals were like before they reached their plate. So that we still live in kind of this Pollyanna vision, that when I grabbed the Tyson chicken, this is from a chicken that frolicked in the sun and, you know, is running on grass. And, you know, as we were talking about Whole Foods, even Whole Foods uses this kind of pastoral motif to trick consumers into, well, you know, these eggs are from chickens that live outdoors. And when you read the fine print, you know, cage-free means they live in gigantic houses.
Yeah. Judith McGeary was on a show that we did recently, and she talked about how she went to a local grocery store and bought both organic eggs and conventional eggs, mm-hmm. and cracked one of each open, and then cracked one of her eggs that was laid by her chickens there on the mm-hmm. farm. And she said that you just look at the difference, the color of the yolk. The other ones, even the organic one, the yolk was faded yellow, you know, and didn't stand up very well, and hers were orange, you know. I mean, it's just, and again, there's a lot of people out there who are thinking to themselves, oh, you know, we're splitting hairs. This really doesn't matter. It does matter. You can't say it doesn't matter when you look at the amount of disease in the United States today, and I'm telling you, all of the disease. We just had Dr. Lauren Cordain on talking about Paleolithic human beings and primitive cultures and how they ate and how they did not manifest any of these diseases to the degree that we do today.
Yeah.
It's because of what we eat. It's because of what we put in our mouth. It's because that stuff that we put in our mouth is just a hollow resemblance of real food. It's mm-hmm. not real food.
Yeah, eggs are a great example of both how the government's intervention in the food system creates confusion. For instance, I believe the USDA requires all farmers to say that all of their food is nutritionally equal. So, you know, all eggs are nutritionally equal. And then a lot of people are kind of interested in vitamin D right now. There's kind of a big stir over the fact that Americans don't get nearly enough vitamin D in their diet anymore. And Mother Earth News paid to have an independent study done of small farm eggs. And one of many things that they discovered about small farm eggs, and you can go to Mother Earth News' website and look up the research that was done by Cornell University for them, is those eggs are 300 to 600% greater in vitamin D content.
Isn't that amazing?
And so one thing we talk about with families in our co-op is, you know, the average small farmer's eggs are basically 3 to 6 times more nutritious, not just in vitamin D.
Than one. Yeah, it's like having the nutrition from 3 or 4 commercial eggs in mm-hmm. one egg. Oh, I know. It's just amazing.
So, and that's one thing that really helps motivate people is when they do, when they have kind of those blinders taken off and they see that it's not only what's not in the food coming from a small farm that matters, but it's all the good things that wouldn't be there otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick up, we're going to discuss what people should be looking for when they're looking for a source of healthy, nutritious food, and how people in the inner city can find access to healthy, nutritious food. We're talking to John Moody today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Natadrol is an extremely potent, natural, muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains 4 unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and drive. LG Science's Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. A company committed to truth and advertising. To science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them. Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know, there's a lot of good free stuff at superhumanradio.com. If you go to the homepage, go down to where it says free stuff, you can get a free sample of Concrete, this new molecule of creatine that enters muscle faster. You can get free samples of Gamma O, which raises testosterone levels in men naturally. You can get free samples of Ibunex, which is a topical ibuprofen product, goes right to work where the pain is. And of course, you can get free samples of Drive, which is a stimulant-free pre-workout supplement. Go to superhumanradio.com. On the homepage, scroll down to where it says free stuff. Click the banner ads and get your free samples today. And of course, you never pay shipping and handling when you get free stuff on Superhuman Radio. My guest today is John Moody. He is the leader of the local chapter for the Weston A. Price Foundation. And also he runs a food buying club here in Louisville, Kentucky. And he's written a couple articles about how to access healthy, nutritious, farm fresh food so that more of us can be taking advantage of not just the health benefits, but the muscle building benefits. Because trust me, when you're putting good food in your body grows faster. There's no doubt about it. You look at the fathers of physical culture, and you see that the access to food makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. So, John, first of all, what should someone be, how can someone even find, like someone in New York, where could they go to even find a relationship to start buying produce and poultry and beef and eggs? And then, obviously, raw milk is a separate situation entirely, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially knowing where to start, it really depends on where you live in the country. Because again, you know, a place like New York is going to be far more challenging than a place such as Louisville, Kentucky, or maybe up in Michigan or Minnesota or somewhere. So a lot of it does depend on where you're starting geographically. But one of the first, there's really two great places to start. One is the local farmers markets in a city. And the farmers market movement in America has really taken off again, especially in the past few years. So pretty much even in every major city, I believe, you can find good local farmers markets.
So did you say there's a directory to find a local farmers market in your area?
There's a number of different online resources. One is Local Harvest,
right,
which goes state by state, and they not only list farmers markets, they'll list local stores that carry farm fresh food. They'll list CSA opportunities.
Now, what is a CSA? A cooperative?
A CSA is when, rather than going to the farmer's market every Saturday to get your produce, you pay the farmer up front, usually in the late winter, for the whole summer's worth of produce.
Oh.
And it has a number of benefits to both parties. The benefit to the farmer is the farmer, to get the things they need for that year, is relying on the people who want to support the farm rather than a bank, which allows them to be more profitable. And in return, the CSA customers get a discount on their produce for the entire season over what they would pay at the market.
Interesting. Now, what does it usually cost to buy into a CSA? Is there a certain, is there like a range where people have to plunk down an amount of money to buy into that stock in advance? I mean, that produce in advance?
The cost of CSA varies by kind of the part of the country you live in. I know here in Louisville, most of the farmer CSAs are $450 to $500 for about 24 to 26 weeks.
Wow.
And you get a half bushel box of produce that will take care of a majority of your family's produce needs for that week. I know up in New York, down in Georgia, they can be $650.
And because you have access, it becomes an issue, the difficulty in delivery and so on and so forth. I really like localharvest.org. I have to tell you, it's really a one-stop shop. They have a nice map on the homepage. You can click your region. You can zoom in. You can tell whether you, I mean, they even have restaurants, and grocery co-ops, as you point out, online stores. They have farmers markets, and then they have farms. And, I mean, it's really a nice, resource.
Yeah. The Local Harvest, the gentleman and his wife who run it, it just really is one of the very best places you can go looking to find local farms and places that are working with local farms. Another great resource is the Weston A. Price Foundation has local chapters pretty much in every major city in the United States. And one of the roles of the chapter leaders is to be looking out and compiling and keeping track of who are really good local farms for consumers to support. And so you can go to the Weston A. Price website and find your local chapter leader as another way to hunt down who are some really good local farmers.
And I believe that is westonaprice.org, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, westonaprice.org.
Yeah, it's a great resource also for reading material. There's such great information up there. Sally Fallon does an amazing job managing that group there, and the contributions by so many different people. I mean, it's a resource that I use regularly.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, a lot of our, especially because, you know, when you start thinking about eating local food, a lot of people have concerns about cholesterol or saturated fat, and getting accurate information back out from sources like the Weston A. Price Foundation is an important part of convincing people that it is good to eat eggs again, so it's good to eat beef.
Right. And I agree with you. Unfortunately, there's still a large number of people out there who are resistant because they are still caught up in the cholesterol myth. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a show in the next 3 weeks about, and it's going to be a really good show. I'm working with some very, very good people and trying to convince them to come on to dispel the cholesterol myth. But there is really no relationship between heart disease and cholesterol. It's a myth, and and that's all I'm going to say right now. But anyway, okay. So westonaprice.org is another good source to try to find access to family farm foods in your area. Now, when you look for family farms, do you have to find a separate farm for produce and a separate one for beef and poultry and eggs, obviously, and then yet a third one for milk?
And that's one of the reasons we started the buying club, because we were having to go on Saturdays to get our produce at a local farmer's market, and on a different day of the week to go get this, and then we were getting some stuff from a local store, and it was very expensive, both in terms of time and driving and in terms of the food. And depending on where you live and the farmers in your area, some farmers do offer one-stop shopping now. But a lot of the local small farms really only offer a few different products. And so that's why a farmer's market is such a helpful thing, because if you have a good farmer's market, you usually can get everything there. But it just all depends. It's so hit and miss now because we've done so much damage to the small farms.
Yeah, it's very sad. It really is very sad when you think about if I would love for any politician to spend one day working side by side with a with the owners of a small family farm. I mean, even the guy that I get my milk from. I mean, it's just, and you know, they're Mennonites, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have to believe that it's part of their religion, that work ethic. It's part of their religion to toil and to work in the fields, and they get some gratification out of it, because the average narrow-minded, shallow person could not realize any benefit from working that hard, I believe. Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean, that he's up at the crack of dawn milking cows. He's out there late at night milking cows. He's delivering milk. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't imagine how hard these people work. Mm-hmm. And these large companies like Cargill and Monsanto and Arthur Daniel Midland and isn't that ADM? Aren't they a big food
yep.
conglomerate? And Tyson and you know, they just want to squeeze the life out of these poor people, and it's just greed. It's like, you know what? So you don't sell a chicken wing, and you don't sell a chicken breast, and you don't sell a steak. What, you know, it's like, those of us want access to that food. They're not forcing us to go to the, we want the family farmed food. We don't want your food. So stay out of it.
Yeah, but they have a vested interest in staying in it, because they really do see the small family farm as the greatest threat to their complete control of the food system.
Right. Well, they're never going to get it. And that's why I'm saying to everyone that's listening to the show right now, you yourself, you must carry this word to everyone you know. The only way to break their control over access to healthy food is for you to take steps, whether it's just buying produce or just buying eggs periodically, buying some beef and chicken, whatever it is. You have to start working with the local farmers market, find food banks and food co-ops in your area to buy food from periodically, because the more we do that, the stronger the family farms get. And the more they can sustain. And then the politicians see that we want that stuff. And then they will start working in our behalf. Because if they see that you want that stuff, I bet you anything that if there was a politician reading that article on MSN that and go, wow, 10% of America drinks raw milk. That's a lot of voters.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it. They're thinking voters. That's all they're ever thinking about is voters. They just want to keep their job. They don't want to do it, you know, anything to piss anybody off that's going to cost them votes. So it all starts with you out there, and it starts with you carrying the message to your friends and family. Get family members and friends together. One of the greatest things about buying milk was the camaraderie that I've developed. I've made friends from the CowShare program that I belong to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really, when you, Wendell Berry, who's a local Kentucky writer and just really well respected, has talked about how one of the original purposes of food was to build community. And camaraderie. And one thing we found as well is, you know, when people are buying a cow from a local farmer and splitting it up among four or five different families, there's such opportunities for people to talk again and talk about food and share recipes. And you know, food goes from being something that comes out of a clown's mouth to being something that brings us back together as a community to understand what really matters, what's valuable, what is worthy of esteem. So rather than something we just shove down as we run from one place to another.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Food has always meant family to me. I mean, it always meant getting together with family. And you're right. And people need to take responsibility for keeping access to healthy foods. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you, what are the things that people need to look for if they are actually going to go out and source a family farm themselves? Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
And it haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know, never know enough.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking today with John Moody about how to find healthy food in your area without having to start your own farm. Which, you know, John, I have a funny feeling that there's going to be a higher occurrence of people just starting to plant stuff in their own backyard here very shortly.
Yes, I think a lot of people are beginning to return to growing some of their own food. I know there is some recent bills before the United States Congress and Senate, I think House Bill 875 and others, that really have people very nervous, so not only the economic woes and just, you know, the fact that we're discovering that something like peanut butter or spinach or a pepper can be deadly when coming from overseas, but the threat of government regulation is really convincing people that they need to be more involved with their food.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I grew up, I'm Italian, and my grandfather always had a garden. And I mean a big garden. I mean substantial. It was, you know, the whole backyard. They turned the, he turned the earth every year and, you know, cared for it and planted and, you know, and we ate that stuff all for months after the summer was over. So, the problem is, and I think that what a lot of the big commercial companies are taking advantage of is the fact that Americans are working 2 and 3 jobs today.
Yes.
They're sleeping 3 hours. The last thing they want to start doing is toiling in the backyard. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think that this is a time for correction. Everything that's going on in the United States today, I think it's a time for correction. I think it's people need to correct their lives. Mm-hmm. They need to, you know, the family has to become more important. And when I say the family, I mean being with your family. I don't mean just making a lot of money and buying your family lots of great things. We're a society of consumption. We have to go back to, a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And part of that could be, you know, having a farm, a little garden in your backyard. You know, they used to call it a victory garden when my father was a kid, I think, right, because of the war. They wanted everybody to grow their own fruits and vegetables.
Exactly.
So,
yep. And it can be part of transitioning out of working two or three jobs, because as you regain your health and as you grow some of your own food, those financial pressures can be lessened.
Right. Now, what do people look for if they want to actually source out a family farm in their area? Let's say they go to one of these websites, they find a farm, they mm-hmm. drive out, they go see it. What are they looking for?
You want to look for a number of different things, especially depending on the product. So, you know, just generally as you drive up, the farm should be relatively clean. Obviously, it's not going to be clean like a manicured city lawn, but there shouldn't be piles of junk and refuse everywhere. So just general tidiness tells you a lot about the farmers in general, that they're making sure the land is clear and that stuff's being cleaned up as need be. You know, if you're looking for beef, you should see cows that are out on the grass if it's summertime. So the animal should have access to water. It's always good to see, do they have water? And is the water that's available to them clean? The chickens should be out on the pastures. Or some farmers will have them in movable pens, which is also a perfectly acceptable way to raise chickens to keep them safe from predators. But the pens should be moved to fresh grass.
Yeah, like the pen that you're talking about is kind of like the outdoor playpen that people get for their children, which is basically just four sides of a fence that the child mm-hmm. is on the ground but restrained from being able to walk outside of the perimeter of that that fencing, if you will.
Exactly. And with the chickens, the farmer should just be moving them every day. And that should be real apparent that somewhere behind the pen, you should see a long swath in the field of where the chickens were.
Uh-huh.
And where there are that day should look relatively fresh. That'll be a sign the farmer is taking good care of the chickens and moving them to fresh food and fresh forage every day.
Now, what about eggs? When you buy farm fresh eggs, sometimes they're speckled with a little chicken poop. Is that something to be concerned of? I had one person tell me never wash your eggs because they're actually there's a sealant on them that when the mother lays it and then you wash that sealant off and it makes the egg doesn't stay fresh as long. Is there any truth to that? Do you know?
Yes, actually, like our family, we get eggs from a local farmer and we've asked them not to wash our eggs or refrigerate our eggs, because once you wash or refrigerate the eggs, the risk of them going bad and spoiling greatly increases, and the speed they increase, the speed they spoil at increases as well. But we've, you know, our family, we keep our eggs in our pantry, you know, sometimes 10, 12 days before we get to the final dozen in the 7 or 8 dozen we eat a week, and we've never had a single problem with any of our eggs.
Is that right? So refrigerating eggs is not necessary as long as you don't wash them first, or?
Yeah, as long as they haven't been refrigerated or washed previously.
Interesting.
And the reason is, though, again, it all goes back to how the animals are raised. Why does chicken carry such a risk now of salmonella? Why does beef carry such a risk of E. coli? Well, you know, if a cow is being raised confined indoors with hundreds of other cows, always stressed out, you know, they're feeding cows M&Ms and potato chips now in some of these feedlots, and they're standing around in their manure all day. Is it surprising at all that that kind of beef or those types of eggs would run a really high risk of getting you sick?
Yeah.
Whereas the eggs from the local farmer, but over in Europe, I believe, from what I've read and been told by some of my friends, the farmers there are neither required nor do they ever bother to refrigerate eggs. Even at the markets, the eggs are just sitting out on tables.
In Mexico, it's that way too, because I went, I was in Puerto Vallarta not too long ago, beginning of the year, mm-hmm. and I visited a friend, and I went shopping, and the eggs were actually out, and I thought that was odd. It was in a mm-hmm. big, you know, very big store, and the eggs were out in an end cap aisle, not in a refrigerator.
Yeah. It's definitely a very and imagine how much hotter it is in Mexico.
I know,
and
that's
yet,
what I
and
thought.
Still they're not.
And I ate the eggs, and by the way, the eggs were amazing. They had dark orange yolks, and they were just very rich, thick eggs. I remember talking about it for days, I thought, wow, those eggs were the best I've ever had. And it's probably because there's so little control on the food there.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But, yeah, another good thing about eggs, too, is a good farm that has good eggs, the eggs aren't going to be uniform. They're not going to be uniform in size. They're not going to be uniform in shell color. So one thing a lot of families in our buying club is right now we're getting some green eggs and some purple eggs.
Yeah, we used to get those. My kids love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's like Easter every week.
Right. There's some salmon colored eggs, like pastel pinkish colored eggs, green
exactly.
and blue. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. And I guess that's because of I would imagine the pinkish colored eggs probably have some copper in them, maybe in the shell. You know, the mineral, the minerals that the chicken is ingesting from the natural foods that they're eating, because they're eating grass and stuff that's out there on the grass.
Yeah.
That they encounter other minerals that color the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
I know different breeds of chickens
have a
propensity to lay different color eggs, but I'm sure that if they're not getting a proper diet, that would show up not only in the color of the egg itself, but in the color of the shell to some extent.
Well, one thing I can tell you is when you buy farm fresh eggs, the shells are so much harder and so much thicker than store-bought eggs. It's just unbelievable. It's like you have to really hit a farm egg hard to crack it, where a store-bought egg, it almost cracks in your thumbs as you're trying to crack. I mean, it's just there's no comparison to the thickness of the shell.
Yeah, and that's where if you're the type of person who uses the shells as a nutrition supplement, which I know a lot of people do now.
What do they use it for?
You can dissolve the shell in apple cider vinegar or lemon juice to get a really good trace mineral supplement.
You know, I had an Asian woman tell me once, years ago, that she did that for her husband to lower his blood pressure. She used to soak the eggshells in vinegar, and then he used to drink it.
Yeah. So.
Wow, that's amazing. So you just soak it. You soak it in apple cider vinegar. Is there a part? Do you just, like, crush the eggs up, put them in a bowl, and just cover them till they're covered with the vinegar and just let them sit there?
There's a number of different ways to do it, and so I think there's a great website that has an article called How to Make Calcium from Eggshells, and they give probably five or six different ways. What we do is we usually have eggs for breakfast. We'll crack them. I'll rinse off the shells with a little filtered water, and I'll set them in the oven for 10 or 15 minutes just to dry them out a little bit. I'll put them in a mortar and pestle and grind them up into a powder, and then I'll just pour some apple cider vinegar over the powder, and we'll add that to our stocks or soups we're making and stuff.
Wow.
So it just ups the minerals in the whole soup or the stocks.
Because there's more than just calcium in a chicken egg, right?
Yeah, in the shell there's boron, there'll be magnesium, there's just a whole slew of trace minerals in the shell.
Wow, we're throwing these minerals away every day. I never realized that. I'm going to start saving my chicken eggshells. That's amazing.
Well, and that's one of the great things about getting food from a local farmer is, like, you know, with our beef, we get the organs and the bones.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
And they're not being thrown away. You know, with the chickens, the shells are actually safe to eat, because the chickens aren't being raised in confinement.
Right.
So all across the board, you can afford to support your farmer because you're not going to have to be buying some of those expensive supplements anymore just to meet your basic nutritional needs.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. All right, listen, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about cost versus availability. You know, obviously, one of the big problems most people have with any of this sort of stuff is it going to cost me more money? So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with John Moody. We'll be right back.
Some live for the bill, some kill for the bill. She whine for the bill, grind for the bill.
She used to be sweet.
She's still for the bill, they gotta pay the bill.
Natadrol is an extremely potent natural muscle-building androgenic activator. Natadrol contains four unique extracts that unleash and amplify androgen receptors to a level only thought possible by steroids. While Natadrol is hormonal, it should not make users test positive for performance-enhancing agents. Natadrol will transform your physique, increase strength, nutrient repartitioning, and subcutaneous water loss, leading to a harder, denser, stronger appearance. Choose LG Sciences Natadrol to fuel your growth, intensity, stamina, libido, and
and drive. LG Sciences Natadrol is available in both single bottles and as part of the Natabolic Stack found at bodybuilding.com, DPS Nutrition, and other fine retailers. Visit LGSciences.com today to learn more. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking about accessing healthy, nutritious food through local family farms and networks in your area. Something you really need to look into. Talking today with John Moody. Excuse me. John, does it mean we have to pay more money for this?
To some extent, for certain foods, it does. And there's a lot of different reasons we should be willing to do this. Americans, compared to the rest of the world, spend half as much to even less of our income on food than almost anybody else. And you know, we pay for it in terms of healthcare. There's a number of good studies that have shown that as the amount of money we've spent on food has gone down, the amount of money we've had to spend on healthcare has risen dramatically. And so some foods, we just have to realize some good quality foods are going to be more expensive. Overall, though, I know we found for our own family, and we know numerous other families who attest to this as well, that when you're eating real foods, and when you're making your own food, that in the long run, at least in terms of their food budget, they often break very even, which surprises them.
A lot of people don't have time to make their own foods. I mean, that's a challenge in and of itself. I mean, I cook all my own food, and that's a lot of work in and of itself.
Yeah, that's another program. I mean, my wife and I, we have the food co-op to run. I work a regular job teaching guitar and tutoring. We have two little kids, and there's actually a lot of really nutritious cooking that can be done in very small amounts of time. But at the end of the day, though, again, if we want health and we want a healthy nation, we need to begin to value the things that will really contribute to that, realize that at some point we just have to set aside some time to cook, and it's going to be worth the investment.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. You know, I love beef liver, but I will not buy beef liver from a store because for obvious reasons. If, you know, these cows are unhealthy, and the liver is filtering the blood and trying to rid the body of toxins. And where do the toxins get caught? In the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And so I only buy beef liver from my farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are occasions where I have eaten beef liver from a store, from a grocery store, and it smells different when you cook it, when it's from a mm-hmm. grocery store versus there's a foul smell to liver when you cook it, when it's
yeah.
commercial liver. And it is actually a sweet smell to liver when it's a grass-fed cow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's such a great difference in the smell of the food, the taste of the food. So yeah, I can definitely... Our kids have liver a number of times a week, and they just love it because it's not something nasty to them.
Right, so. Right. Another thing is that you have to get used to that people don't realize is that milk will taste different at different times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're so used to the homogeneous uniformity of milk mm-hmm. looking a certain way. Like right now, this is starting the spring milk,
mm-hmm.
and it has a grass smell to it, and it has a grass flavor to it. It's really very good. It's it just has a different flavor. That's all I can say. And it's not not something that you would be repulsed by. I mean, it tastes really mm-hmm. good. But you can tell the difference. The cows are eating a different quality of grass right now.
Yeah, our families at the last pickup were commenting on how the milk from our local farmer is getting yellower and oranger each week.
Beta carotene.
Yeah, because, you know, the fast-growing gas, the beta carotene, the vitamin K, you know, just a whole slew of nutrients right now are available in that milk that are never available in the milk you'll get at the store.
Right.
And it's really, though, it's a wide variety of foods that work that way. You know, we've discovered the beef we get from our local farmer, the beef we buy in the fall tastes different than the beef we buy in the spring. And, you know, and eggs, a number of cuisines around the world actually have recipes for their eggs that are different from season to season.
Interesting.
Because the people understood that food varies along with nature, and that's something to kind of celebrate and learn from and enjoy, not something to try and get rid of and standardize.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And you know what? We've kind of blanched the food that we have today, and the flavor is just the same all year long because mm-hmm. it's artificial.
Yeah.
It's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite sad. So... In summary, people should not have to pay a lot more for the food that they're buying through the farmers markets and so on. I mean, a lot is a subjective word. I mean, to one person, mm-hmm. it could be more than the other. But you're right. You do have to make a decision on whether or not you want to be healthy. And, you know, I can't tell you how important the food that you put in your body is to you. Many of my listeners already know this. To some of you out there who aren't aware. I have a close family member who a few months ago was diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, GML, which is a gastric mucosal lining mass. And he was due to undergo chemotherapy in a couple weeks. And immediately upon learning about his mass, I had him order some ginger extract and a kilo of ginger extract from a supplier of mine. And he was reluctant to order because, like so many people in the world today, because of the medical orthodoxy, we believe that nutrition plays no role in health and certainly no role in disease and curing disease.
Mm-hmm.
But because I begged him and convinced him to take 6 grams of ginger extract a day, which is a pure ginger extract, minimum of 5% ginger oil, he went in for his PET scan last week. The PET scan was to see if the cancer had spread to any of his lymph nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, lo and behold, during the PET scan, they found that the mass in his stomach is gone.
Mm.
Now, the doctor is so shocked by this, they're going to scope him a third time. They scoped him twice, and now the PET scan came back and showed that the mass is gone. So now they're going to scope him again. The doctor can't believe it. And I said this, I kept saying this to him, if you just keep taking this ginger extract, it has been shown to shrink tumors.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep taking it. And I kept saying to him, just watch what happens. Watch when you get to the doctor. They're going to say, it's gone. We don't know what happened to it. And they're almost angry about it. His doctor is seemed almost... Now, he didn't tell him about the ginger extract. He didn't say anything to him about it. He didn't tell him about it. You know, because clearly the doctor would say, well, that has no bearing on this. That couldn't have done this. The doctor says, well, the only thing it could be is a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's friggin' nutrition.
Yeah, we've had similar things happen in our group with... We had a family who used garlic oil to... rather than antibiotics for an ear infection. And when they took their little kid back to the doctor, and the doctor found out they had never given the child the antibiotics, the doctor actually said he must have never had an ear infection in the first place. Because the medical community, it's so foreign to them that by eating the right types of foods, or at times when we are diseased, really bulking up on a certain food that has medicinal qualities, that could be a real viable option other than the knife or these powerful and dangerous drugs.
You know, Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his edicts was, let food be thy medicine.
Yeah, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food.
Yeah, and he didn't say that because whimsically he thought it rhymed and sounded well like a Nike commercial. He said it because of his observations that food could cure disease as well as create disease.
Yeah, but and that's the thing, is you need to be eating the right types of food. And there's things you can do to help make food more affordable. A lot of farmers, if you can get your hands on a deep freeze, you can buy your beef by a quarter of a cow or an eighth of a cow at a time.
How much does it generally cost for like a quarter of a cow?
A quarter of a cow for the cows we get run about 140 pounds. And our families pay about $4 and a quarter a pound. So you're looking at about $700. And that's a savings. And we price, to help families understand how much they're saving, I priced out the same beef at Kroger, which is our local standard grocery store, and not even their best quality beef, just a mid-quality grade of their beef versus a quarter of our beef. And that local farmer beef by the quarter is almost $700 less expensive than the same beef at Kroger.
Wow. And never mind the fact that it's a beef that's not going to contribute to disease.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, a beef that actually is going to help heal you of disease.
So, wow, that's amazing.
And so that's the thing, is we, you know, there's things that can be done. You know, the areas you're probably not going to be able to save money are eggs, chicken, and milk.
Yeah.
Because those three products, because corn and soy are so overly subsidized. Down in Brazil, they actually call chickens soy with feathers.
That's funny.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's basically all chicken really is nowadays in America. And because so much of our tax money goes to subsidizing soy and corn, and then that's what the cows and the chickens are fed, those products have become artificially cheap.
Yeah.
And they're some of the most harmful to your health for
right.
the same reason.
Right. And for those people out there who don't know this, Purdue actually mixes natural coloring agents in with their feed so that their chicken has that golden color instead of the washed out color that Tyson's chicken has.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I know also, I believe, some egg laying companies lace the feed with arsenic in small amounts because that causes the chickens to eat more food and therefore they produce more eggs.
And also commercial dairy farmers who sell to the, you know, commercial suppliers will add Clorox to their milk to kill the pathogens so that they can meet the needed pathogen limit to sell their milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just there's so many systemic problems with the food system that you can completely avoid by eating more seasonally and by eating from small local farms.
Yeah, so support your small family farms. You can go to localharvest.org and check them out. You can also go to eatwild.com to find, and then of course the westonaprice.org website to find small family farms and sources of healthy, nutritious food in your area. Put a little effort in. It will pay you back with years of great health, especially for your children, yourself. Take the steps and start to integrate foods from local family farms into your meal plan on a day-to-day basis. It will benefit you. John, do you have a website for your food buying club?
We do. It's www.wholelifeco-op.com.
Wholelifeco-op. So co-op.com. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, thanks so much for being on Superhuman Radio to talk to us about this important subject. And
yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. And we will see everyone again tomorrow. So we'll see you then.